Loma of PiratePods.com, and today Tiffany the Last and I are here with Tom Lyons of Broken Flowers.
Hello, San Diego. How's it going?
I'll take it from here. I'm rusty and it shows. Guess it's been a long time. Maybe I should take the hint.
Just up in LA?
Yeah, I flew into San Francisco last weekend and was there for the best part of a week. And then I was down to LA for the weekend for a house show and got in here, I guess yesterday afternoon, I guess it was, down on the train, which was a very, very pleasant experience, I have to say. I kind of got sick of flying, so that was a nice change of pace.
Yeah. Have you been to California before?
This is the very first trip to the West Coast. I've been to the States, I guess, 5 or 6 times over the last few years, but never made it out this far before.
So. And what's brought you here?
Lots of good music and lots of good musicians, mostly. And especially a town like this, I'd heard about a very good kind of acoustic music scene, and so I was looking for an excuse to come back out and play some shows, and it seemed like as good a chance as any.
And so you're here without your band. Do you miss them?
I miss them terribly. Admittedly, sound checks are a lot quicker. I discovered the sound check I've out here today took about 45 seconds, so that was quite nice. But yeah, I've spent the last couple of years kind of learning how to be in a band, and all the songs when I first started were all just written with me and a guitar, and the band were kind of things that were added on top. And now everything is always written with the band in mind. So I mean, there are certain songs that I won't even attempt to play while I'm here, just because it won't work. And yeah, it's a little bit strange. There's a nice extra bit of confidence when you've got 4 other people standing around you up on the stage, and you can blame them when you screw something up. So that's always nice. I miss the guitar solos and all the beautiful cellos and all the loud stuff and my electric guitar.
So you like to be the center of attention? That's what you're trying to say. I mean, I do. I'm just saying. For me personally, I'm kind of like that megalomaniac. Do you get that way?
That's the thing. I miss the group dynamic, actually. See, if I don't say something polite, I'll get home and the band will hate me. No, that's the thing. I'm so used to having those guys around me, and us making this kind of big wall of sound that we make now, and to then to come back and do something like this is pretty scary, for want of a better word. It's, you know, having to strip songs back down and find ways to make them work when it is just me and the guitar again, back like the old days. So yeah, slightly old experience, but definitely worthwhile so far, I think.
So in England, how does an independent band go on tour? Do you tour around on the weekends?
That's the thing, is that the problem we have right now is that this is nowhere near going to be paying the bills. So, you know, everybody has day jobs, and everybody has other commitments. So it is a case of, yeah, trying to work around people as best you can. Tom Quilfelt is playing bass for us. He's working in a school right now, which complicates things even more, because you can't take holiday during school time. Yeah. You know, so it's evenings and it's weekends and it's school holidays. I mean, something like this, I can just take vacation, and so it's not so bad. Mm-hmm. But it is a struggle, but I guess a worthwhile one. It's the only thing I think all of us really enjoy doing. I think we'd all rather be doing this as a day job.
What is your day job?
Right now, I am a video editor working for the Travel Channel, it's not the glamorous side of Travel TV, because I get to sit in a room and see where everyone else has gone and cut it all together. I don't get to do much of the traveling, unfortunately. But, it's
kind of torturous, isn't it?
Slightly. I have a window now, which is a step up. My first edit suite didn't have a window. It was a little kind of cupboard in the end of a corridor. But I have a nice window and a comfy chair now. So, you know, could be worse.
Mm-hmm. So, speaking of things that could be worse, what are your feelings about mimes and clowns? And do you think that mimes are messengers of doom?
That's officially the strangest question I've ever been asked. Clowns kind of freak me out. I'm not a huge fan of painted smiles. That just seems a bit creepy to me. Mimes, I'm... I haven't got too much experience with mimes, I have to say. I wouldn't see them as kind of like harbingers of doom or whatever it is you just try to name them. I kind of like the idea of them trying to get a message across without being able to say anything. That's quite a novel concept, I suppose, because I tend to talk too much, so I could maybe learn something from them a little bit. But yeah, I'm kind of, I guess I'm anti-clown to a degree and kind of mime indifferent.
Mime indifferent. Okay. Well, as long as you're not pro mime, because
yeah.
I have a problem.
I'm not anti-mime in any case, but yeah, we'll leave it indifferent for now, I think, in case I get some angry mimes running after me.
Yeah.
I don't know who's coming to this thing tonight, so if there are mimes here tonight, then.
And you might have mimes who are fans of yours. Exactly. You don't want to offend them, and think you've just offended all of your fans who are clowns.
Yeah. if to all friendly clowns out there, I do apologize.
And they might be at your show at Lestat's. A good chance.
Okay.
It is a very good chance.
I'm going to watch what I say from now on, I think. It is the safest way forward.
I was setting you up for that one. Speaking of watching what you say, what is your favorite ambient sound? Not music related, like other sounds, like maybe traffic or birds or bells or bells are music, I suppose, but yeah.
Well, it depends who's ringing them, I guess. My favorite ambient sound. I kind of like trains. That, not so much the tube back home, because that's just kind of noisy and horrible, but like I took the Amtrak down from San Francisco, from LA. I can't actually remember where I've been this week. This is getting bad. Yeah, took the Amtrak from LA down to San Diego yesterday afternoon, and that was a really kind of nice and pleasant experience. There's something kind of relaxing and slightly sleepy about being able to sit back and look out the window, and it kind of almost rock you into a nice sense of relaxation for a couple of hours. I don't know, trains are just kind of noisy and make my ears pop, so I'm kind of overflying. I've done a bit too much of that recently.
I was going to ask about changing your band name midstream, but it seems like we've already talked about that. So,
well, they did have 125 names
It was a very, very long...
Tell us about that.
Well, because this all began with me being Plum myself, and slowly but surely more people have kind of been added to the mix, and over the last sort of few months, up to a year, we were still just kind of playing under my name, and I got to the point where I felt like I was taking way too much credit for something that all of these guys are so, like, as I said, I mean, I miss them here terribly, and they're such an important part of the songwriting process now, and of the sound that we make on stage, that I felt like we should all be taking kind of equal credit. So after a show one night, I kind of called them up the next morning and said, right, I want us to have a name, because I'm feeling a bit big-headed now. This is getting ridiculous.
Yeah. And I've had a problem with that. Like with bands that are like named after one person.
Yeah.
I don't know, like the Steve Miller Band. What's that guy that I hate?
Bon Jovi?
Think of his name. Maybe. Yeah, maybe it's Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, exactly. And it sounds a bit too much like an ego project after a while. So either that or just plain laziness, because you can't think of anything. And so I wanted it to be a completely democratic decision, and so it was like, right, everyone, suggestions, and then, yeah, 100 and something
so
names
did you,
later.
Did
you vote? Yeah, it was getting ridiculous, so it got to the point of, right, everybody pick 5, and we'll get it down. Right now, everybody pick 4, and slowly but surely, we kind of winded it down to a final couple, and then Broken Flowers, the winner in the end. So, yeah, I'm glad we did it. It was a horrible experience, and I hope I never have to do it again. But, yeah, I'm glad it was that kind of democratic decision, because I guess it would have defeated the object if I had done it all myself. So, yeah, I think it was important that we went through that horrible process. You know, I think it brought us together slightly.
So what's coming up in the future? You're going to finish your little tour here in California and go back home to England, and then what's going on?
We're due back in the studio either the end of this month, beginning of next month. We're still finalising dates and things, and recording new music. That's the hardest part, is that we tend to write stuff and then we'll keep playing and playing and never get around to recording it. And so there's a bunch of songs we've been playing live for a while now that people have been clamouring for that we've never been able to give them any versions of. So that's the next step, is jump back in the studio. First thing with a new name, so that'd be nice. Going back out and then trying to get as many people to hear it as humanly possible. That's kind of all we can do right now. So, yeah, playing shows and finding people such as yourselves to come say hello to us. And, yeah, talk to some radio people and some newspaper people and anybody that, that can help us out. So if anybody's listening and would like to help us out, that would be lovely. Thank you.
Great. Anything else, Tiff, before the grand finale?
No, that's it for me. Right. Except thanks for checking us out and happy we got to meet you.
As the grand finale, will you please give us your very best pirate impression?
Oh, God. What, you mean like Captain Jack Pirate? Or just...
Whatever, Joe.
You can tell us a pirate joke.
I don't know any pirate jokes. I know one. It's kind of long-winded.
That's all right.
Is that right? Okay, so...
We can do whatever we want.
All right, so man walks into a bar and takes a seat, and there's a pirate sitting next to him, and he's got a wooden leg and a hook on his arm and an eye patch. And the guy just... He stares at him, and he can't help him. He's like, I'm sorry, I just have to ask you, how did you get your war wounds? And... I'm not going to even attempt an accent because that would just be stupid. And he said, oh, the leg, I was off in the Indian Ocean and we were attacked by sharks. And he caught hold of my ankle and I bludgeoned him away with my cutlass. I think they have cutlasses in Pirate Land. But he took my leg with him. And I said, oh, well, what about the hand? Well, the hand, I was fighting against the British and they came up to me with a gun. And so I shoved my hand into the gun and they blew my hand away. And what about the hook? There was a fly and it landed on my face. It's a first day with a hook, you know, so eye patch. Sorry, apologies. That's the lamest joke I've ever heard, but you know. You put me on the spot there, so.
But you did it. You told the joke.
Yeah.
You made it through.
I completely bummed out the punchline. To the man on the side, I'll be your best kept secret. If there's a chance that someday you'll be mine. Oh, man, oh, man. Oh, man, no, 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 no. Oh, man. Some think that I'm a glutton for pain, but it's not like I'm out looking for someone to rip my heart out again and again. No, it's not my fault. These girls should come with a sign or a warning label, cause they don't seem able to tell the truth. So we start up something till they finally do.